Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from June the 17th, 2022. My name is David Clark, and I'm one of the analysts here at Nasdaq Dorsey Wright. And taking a look at yesterday's performance, we really saw only commodities and bonds in positive territory, as we saw crude and gold up over 1.5% there, followed by the iShares U.S. Core Bond ETF up 24 basis points. On the equity side, pretty much most of our equity indices were down north of 2%, most actually down north of 3%, especially within the U.S., with the Russell 2000 being down 4.7% with yesterday's action. Looking at that 20-point per box chart of the S&P 500, we see that we now have a second consecutive sell signal breaking that double bottom there at 3,700 as we move down to 3,640, taking out support at 3,700, now testing that support at 3,640. From here, we do have support at 3,560 as well as at 3,520, but really a move below 3,500 on that 20-point per box chart is going to be pretty significant for the S&P 500. Also, when we look at that Dow Jones Industrial Average chart, we see that it moves below the $30,000 mark, giving a second consecutive sell signal on that 200-point per box chart for the Dow. And this is the first time we've seen it move below the 30,000 mark since the December time of 2020 when it first moved above that 30,000 mark. So interesting of note there. For the Dow. Looking at the indicators this morning, had quite a bit of indicator action, not so much reversals, but as the indicators moved lower, we did see the 10-week for the NYSE move to 10%, which is the lowest level we've seen since the March-April 2020 time period, as well as we've also now moved lower than what we saw back in May. So now only 10% of stocks are trading above their 50-day moving average on the NYSE when we look there. As far as other indicator action, we also saw the multiple BP sell for the NYSE, Carat, BPMS, NYSE. We talked about this yesterday, showing the potential of a reversal. Well, we saw a reversal along with two additional columns of X's, two additional X's added to the current column, moving it up to 38%, suggesting that roughly 38% or almost two out of every five stocks on the NYSE have given two consecutive sell signals on their trend chart. From the perspective of the buy signal side, we've actually seen that multiple BP buy signal, that BP, MB, and YSE move down to 10%, which is the lowest reading we've seen since that March-April timeframe of 2020 as well. The last indicator action we've seen, and this is a bit of an interesting sign, that we've seen the weekly distribution for NYSE stocks move below the 60% level. And the last time we saw it move below 60% level was again March-April of 2020 when we saw that move below minus 60%. And we also obviously have seen it move lower here in prior experiences too, but interesting to see that generally speaking, the 60% mark, we've even in normal market environments, if you get this oversold, we see a bit of a bounce out of here. So it'll be something to watch for. Now, again, as we've seen in the past 3 months, we've seen two rebounds out of oversold territory and two rebounds for the market in general, but ultimately we saw another leg down. So really, again, one thing we'll be looking for is confirmation, as even if we see some positive rally out of stocks moving on into next week. But as always, feel free to call about any indicator or chart action that you may see or have questions about, and talk to the analyst team at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice weekend.